Thank you for calling XPO. This is Winston. How can I assist?
What's up, Winston? It's Nick.
What up, Nick?
All right, I got an order number. What's the 15-minute wait time?
All right. You already said you already called in your first call?
Yeah, I called them early. No, I didn't call in earlier, but I'm saying, can we start the process like right away?
Oh, yes. We definitely can. We definitely can.
Yeah. The order number is 0772 F as in Frankenstein, 7 F as in Frankenstein, B as in caveman.
Is this from Mike Salomon?
Correct.
All right. Give me a second to get you notated.
Thank you. I'm going to hit you.
Oops, there's, oops. All right.
I called earlier about this stop, and they told me it was rescheduled at the warehouse, and then I tried to call it in, and Terrell, I was talking to Terrell. He told me, he got me on the phone with the DOD, and DOD still asked me to come out here, see what's going on. I called him two times to let him know I was on my way, left a voicemail. He did not answer. I got to the house. I called him again. There's no answer. I knocked on the door. Like, did this for about 5 minutes. There's no answer. I rang the doorbell, which is like a ring. No answer on that either.
All right.
I got system. I'm here, so I don't know if you can do so.
Do you take pictures of the home for your description of you're not at home?
Yeah, 2 pictures.
All right.
23 years old. I still get kids.
Yeah, they got like a box. There's like a box in the driveway. There's a white box in the driveway. They got like 3 garages. They have a black fence in their backyard.
All right. What time was it when you just called me, Nick?
I think it was like 10:24.
You say 10:24? Nick?
Yep.
All right.
And I also want to note that we did not have any product for the customer either. Supposedly the DOD earlier that it is probably here from home. But they didn't really, it seemed like they didn't even know what was going on. So.
All right. So the DOD and nobody knew where the customer product was, and did nobody have an explanation as well?
Well, they kind of tried to come to the conclusion that it was already at the home. And it just needed to be installed, but so I didn't take anything off today, and you know, I don't know, they just, I don't know, just seemed like they didn't really know what was happening. That's why we asked if I could still go out today just to prepare everything good, if I could install it, figure out what's going
on. All right.
And nobody here, so I'm just. You guys busy today?
Somewhat. It's all right. It's still early though.
Yeah. Are you guys located out of Chicago too? Or no?
Yeah. Out of Chicago, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was at the warehouse and the DOD couldn't find the product, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't have any. I asked the people there today. They said that it was rescheduled at the warehouse. Then when I called it in, then they said that the product should already be there. And I don't know. You know, it's a lot of miscommunication with the orders.
Gotcha. Yes.
come on, man.
You.
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on. All right, you all know Tater Nick for your first call. In about a good 7 to 8 minutes, 10 minutes, call back for your second call and state they're not at home and you're good to go.
All right.
No problem, Nick. Y'all be safe out there. Thanks for talking with XVO. Enjoy your day.
All right.